Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This week we continued in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom will last forever. It comes from the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5 through 7 in the book of Matthew. We're looking at principles of the kingdom of God, where Jesus shares this sermon, or most likely a compilation of things that Jesus said. The section we looked at today was really about prayer. You probably know it as the Lord's Prayer. If you grew up like I did, you had to memorize this. Here's what it says. Verse 9 of chapter 6. Pray like this then. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's also found in Luke chapter 11, where the disciples ask Jesus, hey, teach us to pray. And he says something very similar to this section. I bring it up for a couple different reasons. I think that prayer is something that I hear most often referred to when it comes to a believer as something they wish they did more of. People feel kind of guilty, or they feel like they're letting God down somehow by not praying more. And I know people who pray a lot, and I know people who pray very little, and they say the same thing. There must be something about our prayer lives that the enemy tries to attack and make us feel bad about. But the reality is, prayer is a personal thing. It's between you and God, and God wants you to talk to him. And I think instead of worrying about whether you're praying enough, just start by praying. And in this section, it's really just an incredible model as to what it looks like to pray. And if you're like me, sometimes I sit down and pray and I get distracted. Having a model is really helpful, and it really trains your heart to think the way God wants you to think. The start of that prayer talks about basically honoring God, adoring him, that you hold his name in high regard, that he's to be hallowed in your heart. It's another way of saying he's first. Right? And that's where I start my prayers. I try to focus on him first and thank him for who he is. And instead of just repeating that prayer, I think through it and think, okay, what he wants me to do is to recognize him for who he is. And the second thing there, when it says that, your will be done on earth just as is in heaven, what that does is it trains our hearts to think about what he wants for our life before what we want for our life. His will before ours. That's kind of the second part of that model prayer. And when I sit down and pray through that, I just ask him, help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to think what you want me to think. Help me to act the way you want me to act. Help me to live out your will. Guide my steps, direct me, shape my heart and mind. These are things that I pray on a regular basis, as part of that prayer, that model prayer, his will before ours. The next one about our needs, give us today our daily bread, that's just your needs. When I think about people who I'm praying for, I think about stuff in my life, I think about my family, people who are close to me, I think about the church, just things that I'm praying that God will supply. He'll take care of that. That we can look all the way back to the manna and how God provided bread daily for the Israelites, but didn't give them too much, just enough for the day. That way they were trained to depend on him. And in that same way, in prayer, Jesus is teaching us to depend on God to provide our needs. The next part of that model prayer is forgiveness. And so this is where I usually confess to God things that are in my heart or things that I've done. And sometimes I just ask him, God, is there something going on in my life that I don't see that you see that I need forgiveness for? And sometimes I'll just pause and allow the Lord to speak to me. And then I ask, often, God, is there anyone out there who I need to forgive? And that's kind of that moment in that model prayer. And the last one is really about protection. Lord, lead us not into temptation. That's saying, God, protect my life from being snared by sin. Don't allow something to come into my life that's going to entangle me up and take me away from you. And lead us, away from the enemy. Just basically protect me from the enemy. And the enemy is out there trying to, to pick people off, right? And one of the ways he does that is to try to tell you that your prayer life just isn't good enough, right? So why start? You should feel guilty. The reality is God just wants us to talk to him as a father. If you read earlier in that section, Jesus talks several times about how we should go into a room where it's just us and him and talk to your Father in heaven. He knows what you need. but he wants you to ask that there's something about talking to your Father. And so I think the model prayer is really a great one. Adoring God, his will before ours, our needs, forgiveness and protection from the enemy. Those are your like a basic template that might help you stay focused when you're struggling. So I just want to share that with you. Maybe take a second today after I pray and maybe walk through the Lord's Prayer, you know, with the Lord in prayer. So Father, thank you for this chance to just to share for a minute, and thank you for what you do for us, and that you, Jesus, gave us a kind of a way to pray to keep us focused, but also to train our hearts to think more like you. So, Lord, we love you, and we thank you so much for being a God that cares about us. So, in your holy name, we pray. Amen. Just take a second and pray through the Lord's Prayer before you head off to work or to the next thing that you're doing. Till next time, God bless.